Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. Pastor Mike, teaching on the Tabernacle Prayer Guide. We began our four-week summer session on prayer last night. Pastor Mike Moore gave a great teaching on tabernacle prayer, what it means, and how you pray using that as your template. Over these next few days, I would like to share his thoughts on the different segments in the tabernacle and how it helps us to pray and communicate with God in the simplest of fashions. Most people struggle to pray for 5, 10, or 15 minutes at a time. I believe that God calls all of us into intercession for others in their times of need, but I believe that there is a select few who are called to be intercessors. They have a special gift and a special drawing from God to pray for hours or days or weeks until they feel the Holy Spirit move in a given situation. We had 200 men and women come out Tuesday night to learn about prayer and to practice praying. Pastor Mike spoke for about 20 minutes, and we had some table time talking about the teaching and the pathway through the tabernacle. And then we spent some time in corporate prayer. It was genuine, sincere, and very powerful. I am certain there were many in the room that were exposed to a corporate type of prayer for the first time in their lives. It was very precious and very powerful. I have no doubt that lives have already been changed. Pastor told the story of the Israelites coming to the temple in such great anticipation and expectation to hear what the priests would tell them from God. That was his job, to relate to them what Jehovah God had for the people. Church time back then was a time of great anticipation and a grand and joyous assembly before God. The people came with their hearts prepared to cleanse themselves and to worship God. They were ready, as we must be. The first part of the tabernacle was the gate. So what exactly is the message here? Psalm 100, verse 4, lays it out clearly. When we start to pray, we begin with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The message here is to acknowledge God's blessings to each and every one of us. Acknowledging his love and his grace, his joy. How could we come to God without thanking him first? So when we begin in prayer, we do so by asking the simplest question. What am I thankful for? Your marriage? Your job? Your children, your grandchildren, the air that you breathe, until we humble ourselves and are thankful to God, it is hard to pray about anything. 2. The brazen altar. The altar was a place of sacrifice for the bulls and the lambs. It was a bloody mess, and there would be a stream of blood that would flow out into the desert from all of the sacrifices. This represents the cross of Jesus Christ, where he paid the ultimate sacrifice for sin. And we must all come by the cross. Repentance happens at the cross. We must remember the sacrifice he made for our redemption and the blessing that it has brought into our lives. The brazen altar, the cross, is a place of provision. Hebrews 9:22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Jesus Christ has not come yet, the perfect sacrifice, the final lamb that would be slain for all of our sins, has not come. The brazen altar represents the cross of Christ. The brazen altar, the cross, is a place of provision. It is at the brazen altar that we thank him for his forgiveness and salvation from all of our sins. Thankfulness that he rescued us and restored us. Teaching me how to clean my house from generational curses. Thankful for healing, for transformation, changing me, taking away my anger and my propensity to judge people so fast, making wrong assumptions. Thanking him for redeeming me and blessing me and providing me with everything I need in every area of my life, abounding wisdom, grace, and peace. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfiest thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The gate, the brazen altar, both represent something different to help guide our prayers. Prayer is not a drudgery that we have to do. It is an honor and a privilege that we will grow into wanting to do. Tomorrow we will look at the laver of water, the lampstand, and the table of showbread. Pray using this as your template and see how time will fly by in his presence. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.